Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Bold vows are being made about the future of the Royal Arcade by its new owners. A new church and community hub begins to take shape, and Oktoberfest delighted revellers with an epic return.
A motorist whose car was crushed under tons of concrete blocks that fell off the back of a lorry has welcomed its driver being charged. Company director Neil Collins and his wife miraculously escaped serious injury following the accident on the B1535 at Western Longville. The load slipped off the back of a passing lorry as it rounded a corner, destroying his month-old £50,000 Tesla Model 3 electric-powered performance car. Mr. Collins, 51, and his wife, Alison, 50, were travelling from their home in Bunwell to visit Holcombe. Norfolk Police confirmed that the lorry driver has been charged with having an insecure load and will appear in court at a future date. Under Section 40A of the Road Traffic Act, it is an offence to use a vehicle or trailer on the road if it poses a danger of causing injury due to the weight, distribution or security of its load. Mr. Collins said, "My wife and I are pleased that in this case they are pressing charges."
Seoul Church is starting work on its purpose-built new building designed to be a welcoming home for the people of Norwich. A groundbreaking ceremony will take place on Sunday, October the 31st, on the centre which will be Seoul Church and a community hub. The church hopes to move into the new building on Heartsease Lane in time for Easter 2023, with plans for a 1,200-seater auditorium, nursery, community cafe, indoor and outdoor play areas, a sensory room, chapel, counselling and therapy facilities and project rooms for community initiatives. In February 2006, a lightning strike saw fire rip through the Mount Zion Family Life Centre in Heartsease Lane. Since then, the church, now known as Seoul Church, has been in a temporary home on Mason Road off Mile Cross Lane. Seoul Church's senior pastor, John Norman, said, "We'll be working closely with existing local organisations to address some of the most entrenched and difficult issues in our community, such as deprivation, unemployment, loneliness and isolation." Over the past few years, the church has been able to fund a number of worthwhile projects in Norwich and overseas, which includes feeding orphans in deprived areas of India, the Philippines and Pakistan, as well as making a difference on the streets of Norwich by feeding and caring for the homeless communities in our city on a weekly basis.
Norfolk's Chief Special Constable has said more are policing the streets despite the numbers working alongside regular peace officers having fallen by 40% over the past decade. The Association of Special Constabulary Officers has described a significant fall in the numbers of special constables across the UK as a huge loss to policing. Home Office data shows Norfolk had 170 special constables in March this year, down from 193 the year before. It represents a significant drop compared to 2011, when there were 281. The officers, also known as specials, hold the same powers as police constables and work a minimum of 16 hours a month as volunteers. Norfolk's special constables work an average 26 hours per month against a basic requirement of 16 hours, he added. The Police Federation said recruitment had fallen because increases in workloads have made it impossible for some of the officers to volunteer alongside their day jobs.
The new owners of Norwich's Royal Arcade have promised a bright future lies ahead for the famous complex. As an unnamed private family investment company has bought the centre and appointed management company LPC1 to take on the running. Simon Ashworth, director of LPC1, said, We look forward to working closely with the existing and new tenants, as well as key stakeholders, to bring the Royal Arcade back into occupation and increase footfall by attracting the independent retailers that Norwich has such a strong history and passion for.
Sainsbury's has announced plans to hire 22,000 extra staff to help cope with increased demand this Christmas. The retail group, which also owns Argos, has said this will be its biggest ever Christmas recruitment drive, with roles available across the UK from yesterday. Sainsbury's, which has 12 stores in Norfolk, will be hiring staff to work in its stores, as well as delivery drivers and logistics workers. Chloe Moriarty, Sainsbury's retail and digital director, said, "We're going all out to help our customers celebrate and make sure they have a great Christmas this year." By recruiting 22,000 temporary Sainsbury's and Argos colleagues on an attractive pay package, incentivising online drivers and offering additional hours to existing colleagues over the festive season, we will deliver what our customers want: great food and fantastic service. Christmas is a fun time to work in retail for anyone who enjoys helping customers and thrives on working in an inclusive team environment. If that's what motivates you, we're ready to welcome you to Sainsbury's. It is not known how many of the roles will be in Norfolk.
With Steins, Umparbands and Lederhosen galore, everyone stepping foot into the Epic Studios on Saturday would be forgiven for thinking they had somehow taken a wrong turn and ended up in Munich. The city venue was transformed into a makeshift German beer hall as Norwich Oktoberfest moved into the venue for the first time, having previously been held at Open. Organiser Darren Venn said, "Epic Oktoberfest could not have gone better. It was great to see so many of our loyal following who turned out in large numbers once again following our move from Open Norwich to our new home at Epic Studios."
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Alison Aplin and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.